An infrastructure tour rolls on. Lisa Brady, Fox News. First Maryland, now New York, as President Biden credits bipartisan efforts for major tunnel projects in the busy Northeast Corridor. Important, he says, as part of improvements for the nation.
President Biden says it is critical that the Hudson River Tunnel be rebuilt now.
The structure is literally deteriorated. The roof is leaking, the floor is sinking. Plus, it was badly damaged by Superstorm Sandy.
The tunnel links New Jersey and New York, carrying products and people 24/7. The president says the new look will be twin tunnels with fewer delays. It's part of an overall gateway project replacing bridges and technology along the corridor.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Multiple sources confirming to Fox News that FBI agents searched the Penn Biden Center around mid-November after the initial discovery of classified information in the president's former office there. The sources also say the president's team was fully aware of the search and that consent was given. Lawmakers lining up a lot of questions for the CEO of TikTok, who agrees to appear at a March hearing over privacy and security concerns, including whether the Chinese government has any access to user data.
The CEO's testimony comes as the momentum for a nationwide ban of the platform is growing. Already, about half of states have banned access to TikTok on state devices.
That's in addition to a ban on federal government devices. There's also concern about the app's impact on children.
Nearly two out of three American teens say they use TikTok. And according to the Pew Research Center, anxiety or depression is a top concern among parents, with more parents worried about mental health than they are concerned about kids being bullied, using drugs or alcohol, or even getting shot.
Fox Business's Lydia Hu. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken wrapping up a Mideast trip that included meetings with both Israel and the Palestinians at a time of high tension in the region.
Antony Blinken was on a peace-seeking mission. Recent escalations in violence are causing alarm in Washington. After speaking to Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, he described what he called a shrinking horizon of hope for people in the occupied West Bank.
It's important that we all work together, but particularly Palestinians and Israelis work together to de-escalate, to reduce the tensions.
His host will have been happy to hear Mr. Blinken criticize Israeli settlement building, but beyond calls for calm, Secretary Blinken gave no signal of progress in bringing this latest wave of violence to an end. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
This as Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin visits South Korea.
The U.S. commitment to the defense of Korea is ironclad.
And he says deterrence is at the heart of that commitment as the U.S. sends more fighter jets and bombers to the peninsula, also ramping up joint training with South Korea, including one exercise practicing response to a nuclear attack because of the nuclear threat posed by North Korea. Florida could relax the standard for a criminal trial jury to recommend a death sentence.
A number of victims' families from the Parkland school shooting were outraged last year. And a jury failed to unanimously decide on the death penalty for gunman Nicholas Cruz, sending him to prison for life instead. A single juror is said to have held out. A new bill filed today in the Florida legislature would change the law to allow for a supermajority of jurors to recommend execution. Florida had a similar law in the past, which was challenged, but courts eventually decided unanimous jury decisions on death penalties were not necessary.
Fox's Evan Brown. An hour to the close on Wall Street. The Dow's up about 230. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.